Is it Yanni? Is it Laurel? Nope. It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Columbus, Georgia. A 24-year-old guy named Tavon Wilson went to a Walmart last week and picked up a 55-inch Samsung TV, and then he walked out of the store through the car department without paying.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But a 55-inch TV is pretty heavy and bulky if you've never seen one.
Yeah. Can't just slip that in your coat and walk out.
And apparently he was having trouble carrying it as he walked home.
Yeah.
So he did the smart thing and waved down a patrol car with two police officers and asked them if they'd give him and his TV a ride home.
Me, officer.
The two officers actually said yes, and as they were giving Tavon a ride home, the cops got a call from the dispatcher saying there was a guy who ran away with a 55-inch TV.
Oh, no. Do you think that he heard that in the backseat and was just, like, twiddling his thumbs, whistling?
He just pops his head up between him and be like, whoa, man, that guy sounds like a jerk. Good thing I paid full price for this thing. The cops were able to connect the dots, and Tavon was arrested for shoplifting.
They're like, Tavon, tell us the truth.
It's like, fine.
Yeah, I did it. This next laser story is out of Langley, British Columbia. A woman went into a Tim Hortons coffee shop recently, and for whatever reason, something set her off. Mm. We're not sure what the staff did exactly, but she was mad. And she expressed her anger by dropping her pants and pooping right there on the floor.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
And the security footage of this is so disturbing.
It really is.
I just have so many questions. Like, how can you poop on command like that?
Well, she must have had one in the chamber.
Yeah.
I mean, she must have known that she was going to complain about something.
And then I love how she picks it up and then worries about wiping her hand off.
Yep. She wasn't finished after just pooping on the floor. The woman proceeded to pick up her feces and then toss it at the staff.
Kapoya! Kapoya!
Like a straight monkey.
Yeah.
She then wiped her hands with a few napkins, tossed those at the staff, and left. The employees called the cops, and they arrested the woman in the parking lot. Prosecutors are still deciding on what charges they should give her.
Dude,
all I could think during that, too, is, like, whose job is it to sanitize the door handle? Because she left the store after picking up poop.
Yeah.
Did they think of that, or was that overlooked? I really need to know.
Some people online are suggesting that she must be a tourist because no one from Canada would ever be that rude. Even if she did it, she was saying sorry the whole time. She'd be like, oh, sorry about this. This next laser story is out of Camillus, New York. There's a 30-year-old guy named Michael Rotondo, and he lives at home with his parents, Christina and Mark. And they've been trying to get him out of the house for years, but he just won't leave.
Aww.
They first started out bringing it up at dinner time, but Michael always told them he wasn't in the mood to talk about it. Then started leaving him notes under his bedroom door with no response.
That's so passive aggressive.
So after months of this, his parents took it to the next level and started sending him formal eviction letters in the mail.
Shut up!
What?
Mark, it's mom. You got something in the mail, says something about an eviction. You might want to read this. The parents would even slip money into the eviction notice to encourage him to leave, but that didn't even work.
Oh my God, like babying him while they're trying to
kick him out. Why does he want to stay so bad?
Well, because of these parents.
Why not?
To get money.
Rent free. Yeah. You get meals cooked for you, probably.
Oh, man.
Finally, they all had to go to court, but last week, the court told them that they'd need a county Supreme Court justice to sign off on having their son removed from the house. So yesterday, they filed a petition with the county Supreme Court to make that happen.
Oh, my God.
And while this is all going on, they're still living together?
Yeah.
Like, awkward.
No word from Michael on whether he's planning to fight the petition or if he just gives them the silent treatment at dinner.
Oh.
I'm sure that's happening. This next laser story is out of Fresno, California. Earlier this month, a guy named David Seal broke into a law firm in the middle of the night. And once he got in, something must have come over him because he stopped what he was doing, put down his backpack, and for exactly 9 seconds, he began to dance.
Sometimes you just gotta dance.
Mm-hmm. I did it! I broke in! All right, dance break!
Maybe it was like his jam came on.
The security camera in the lobby got a perfect shot of him popping and locking, maybe popping the lock to the door inspired him to pop lock, who knows? But after those amazing 9 seconds, David turned his attention to the break-in, and he wound up stealing a laptop and a bunch of keys, and the cops tracked him down and quickly arrested him.
Yeah, they're like, show us your moves. We gotta see if it's really you.
How was he caught? Well, apparently he has done this before.
What?
And every time he's broken into a business, he does a little dance to the camera to celebrate.
So he's the pop and lock burglar?
Pop and lock bandit, probably.
Okay.
Unfortunately for him, he's the only criminal who does this, so whenever police see a dancing burglar, they know it's David.
Do you think he talks to himself? He's like, dude, don't dance this time. Don't dance this time.
Screw it,
like,
I got in. I got to dance. This next
just in me.
Laser story is out of the land of a million smiles.
Oh, I love this land.
Me too.
Scientists say they just found the key to happiness. And even though it's just one tiny, simple thing you could do to instantly improve your life, you're still going to think it's too much to ask, probably.
Really?
Researchers in Scotland found that the secret to true happiness is turning off your phone at 10 p.m.
What? I'm not going to be happy.
That's
I
it.
Was actually thinking last night that I need to get a real alarm clock and start plugging my phone in the kitchen and not bringing it to bed
that
with me.
That scares me. If you turn your phone off, I'm always like, is my alarm going to turn on? I know it does, but it still always worries me.
Yeah, right? Like, I always check it like four or five times. I plug it in to make sure the sound, like a little ding comes on, the sound's on.
Yeah.
They found that when you use your phone later than 10 p.m., it messes with your body's rhythms and your head. People who use their phones late at night and right before bed were much more likely to have all sorts of problems, including loneliness, depression, and sleep issues.
Wow.
So by cutting yourself off at 10 p.m., it gives you time to wind down without all the chaos from social media, and it stops blasting you with the blue light from your phone that can confuse your body and keep you from falling asleep.
Okay, well, some people are like, depression, worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You gotta check your likes before bed. Uh-huh. What are you talking about? This next leisure story is out of Romance Central. When you start dating somebody new, apparently you don't have to worry about impressing their friends or their mom or any of the usual suspects. But you better sure suck it up and impress their dog.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
According to a new survey, 86% of dog owners say they would dump somebody who didn't like their dog.
Oh, man.
Or their dog didn't like them.
Yeah, like it was
I feel like if
you?
People come over and my dog doesn't like them, I'm like, sketch. Yep. There's something wrong with you.
And people also trust their dog to set them up. 3 out of 10 people say that they've used their dog as a way to start talking to a potential date.
Oh, yeah.
And they were successful 84% of the time.
I had a friend who bought a puppy and got like 10 dates in 2 weeks out of it. Like number after number after number. Went to the park.
Did he keep the puppy or get rid of it?
No, he kept it.
Oh, okay.
But during that first puppy phase, or the first like
when
3 weeks,
when they're so adorable,
so many people want to talk to you. Yeah.
Dude, every girl in the park like comes over. It's crazy.
78% of people with dogs say they're more likely to hook up with somebody if that person also has a dog. And finally, 16% of married dog owners say that if it came down to it, they'd rather celebrate their dog's birthday than their spouse's birthday. So people care way more about dogs than they do humans.
They are the best.
I mean, they're not judgy, right?
Well, some of them can be, though.
No, I mean, I guess that's the whole point of this.
Yeah. Anyway.
Never mind.
This person doesn't have a dog, but does have a bunch of shoes. And nothing will come between him and his shoes. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.